Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called, Could This Food Be the Cause of All Your Health Problems? It's an interview with South Beach Diet author Dr. Arthur Agatston. Famed author Dr. Arthur Agatston noticed something unusual with lots of people using his South Beach diet. They had to start in a phase one program, and they didn't want to move into phase two. They were reporting that they had more energy, their psoriasis was clearing up, their juvenile arthritis was cured, and more, all while following the guidelines in the first part of his diet. The part designed to be grain-free, so dieters could lose more weight more quickly. This made the doc wonder if removing grains from people's diet had more benefit than he previously thought. And in this audio interview, you'll hear how something as common as gluten, a protein found in grain, can cause the body to attack itself, resulting in everything from thyroid problems to osteoporosis. You'll also learn a quick but scary look at the science behind the way gluten reacts in the body. You'll hear some of the results Dr. Agatston had personally seen in his practice with patients who go gluten-free, and you'll hear the symptoms that you'll need to look for if you suspect your health problems might be caused by gluten. Dr. Agatston says gluten problems can pretty much affect any system in the body and cause a wide range of health issues, from neurological problems of numbness and headaches to stomach problems, lupus, and anemia. The good news is, by cutting out gluten, you may be able to get rid of these health problems without medication, and you can find out if removing gluten from your diet is right for you. It's all coming up in this audio interview. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff to bring you the world's best health-related interviews. So if you know anyone struggling with their weight, with cancer, diabetes, ADHD, autism, heart disease, or other health issues, send them over to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Today we are talking with Dr. Arthur Agatston, author of The South Beach Diet, and also now the new South Beach Diet Gluten Solution. Dr. Agatston, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Chris.
So, Dr. Agatston, what I found very interesting was the story of how you came to write this book and how you got interested in this. It wasn't something you really set out to do, right?
So it's fascinating because the original diet I didn't set out to do either. I was sometimes called the accidental diet doctor. My primary interest was preventing heart attacks and strokes, and a diet was part of that puzzle. And when I became interested in the pre-diabetes metabolic syndrome phenomenon in this country, which I thought was causing most of the obesity, it led to the original South Beach diet. And original South Beach diet in the first phase, which lasts 2 weeks, was always grain-free to get rid of swings in blood sugar and cravings so people could lose weight easily and quickly without feeling they were starving themselves. And while it was intentionally grain-free, it turned out to be unintentionally gluten-free because gluten is in, of course, all the wheat, rye, and barley grains. And we would see some incredible results in phase one. We saw juvenile arthritis and other types of arthritis resolve and psoriasis clear up, and many things that, while I was very happy to take credit for, I thought was more than just the weight loss and reversal of prediabetes. And I eventually realized, partly because the experience with my uncle, who was diagnosed with celiac disease, the extreme form of a gluten problem, in his 70s, I became aware of gluten problems and finally decided that the gluten-free part of the first phase of the South Beach diet was why many people had bursts of energy, resolved various medical conditions, and often didn't want to go to the second phase of the diet. I always thought it was the faster weight loss, but I eventually realized part of it, people were just feeling much better without gluten. And so then I started taking people off gluten specifically, particularly those with GI problems and chronic headaches and arthritic problems and heartburn and rashes and skin irritations. And I was truly just amazed by the results. and thought I'd better start telling the world about it.
And Dr. Agustin, one of the things, too, I noticed with your uncle, it took years to diagnose him, and he had some really serious health problems, really badly reduced his quality of life. Does that happen frequently? And then let me ask you about some of the symptoms people might feel if they are having a gluten problem.
It's known with celiac disease, which is the extreme form of gluten sensitivity of 1% of the population. That's what my uncle had. That it's often years before a diagnosis was made. And even in retrospect, he was diagnosed with the beginning of blood sugar problems despite a good diet about 20 years before he was diagnosed with celiac disease. And he was eventually diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease. That's a disease where your body cells attack each other. That is associated with celiac and gluten problems. So that was a manifestation of a gluten problem 20 years before it was diagnosed. And in our practice, we've had patients with various problems. They've been told of rheumatoid arthritis, of lupus, of all kinds of problems for 10, 20, 30 years, some since childhood, who are in their 50s and 60s now, who are absolutely cured when they're taking off gluten. It's almost hard to believe until you see it.
For more interviews on health, mind, body, and spirit, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Well, and it's even hard to believe when you do it, because that was one of the first things I did when we had health issues in our family that we had to resolve. And that was one of the first things besides switching to a whole foods diet. It worked very well, but after a while you start thinking, well, maybe it really wasn't that. So what are some of the symptoms that people might be feeling if they have some gluten sensitivity?
You know, we separate into what we call the gluten trifecta to three sources of symptoms. First, the problem with gluten, gluten is the protein, and it's different than protein in rice and meat and other proteins in that it's difficult to digest. And if it's not completely digested, it causes inflammation and damage to the small intestine where all of our nutrients are absorbed. And that local inflammation causes stomach problems, cramping, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, heartburn. And then in areas of inflammation, it blocks the absorption of certain nutrients. So if it's in an area of your small intestine that absorbs calcium, you can end up with osteoporosis. And I think that's actually the source of quite a bit of osteoporosis in America. If it's in an area where iron is absorbed, you can develop iron deficiency anemia, which is usually due to blood loss and loss of iron from bleeding, but you may also not be absorbing the iron normally. If it's B vitamins, you can be exhausted. You can have numbness. So they're all different problems you can have from not absorbing the nutrients from gluten problems. And then finally, some of the partially digested gluten gets into our tissues. It penetrates through the lining of our guts and causes an immune reaction. And some of those gluten fragments can mimic our own tissues. And if it looks like thyroid, we attack our own thyroid. And many people with thyroid problems, inflammation of the thyroid, it can be gluten-related. It's autoimmune. If it attacks the pancreas, you get type 1 diabetes like my uncle. It often attacks joints and causes all types of arthritic pains. It may attack the brain and cause headaches. So it can really hit any system, and it can present to any doctor. I mean, you can present to the neurologist with headaches and numbness and the endocrinologist with a thyroid problem and the GI guy with abdominal problems, hematologist with anemia. It really cuts through all the specialties, and often the individual specialist does not put everything together and realize it's a problem that can be cured without taking any pills at all, just by avoiding gluten.
That is just phenomenal to realize that such a simple solution is available to a lot of people. That's the end of our interview, and I hope you've enjoyed it. For more great health-related interviews, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
That's the end of our interview with Dr. Arthur Agustin on his South Beach diet. For more interviews on health, wellness, and fitness, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.